We're at the Sir Chris Hoy Velodrome here in Glasgow, the Commonwealth Games 2026. We've got Lizzie and Sylvia with us, who just picked up a bronze medal on the track. Lizzie, come to you first of all. Well done.
Thank you very much.
Was it expected?
Well, we've only been riding together for like 5 weeks, so it was a bit of the unknown, but we qualified fastest, which was really promising, exciting. Yeah, and just kind of gained our confidence through the rounds and towards the end kind of got the job done, which is really nice.
It's a really short space of time to be working with Sylvia, and you know, here you are, competitive racing, some great speed, you've got a bronze. You must be really pleased.
Yeah, it's exciting, isn't it, really? It's like you say, 5 weeks is nothing in the scheme of things, so to be able to achieve that against some really good competition is really exciting.
And Sylvia, you're up front piloting the tandem, of course. 5 weeks, so what's it like up front?
It's a lot of fun, and Lizzie's like amazing to ride with. Like, she just like trusts and like gets to grip with the bike really easy, so it's quite nice as well. Obviously it's completely different for me, so I've never ridden a tandem before either, so this was also brand new. But yeah, like Lizzie said, like, we qualified fastest today. That's the fastest we've ever gone. We keep getting quicker, so handling the tandem is also slightly different when it keeps getting faster each time, but it's a good problem to be having. But it's just really fun, and yeah, Lizzie's also amazing too, so that helps, yeah.
It's really good, Sylvia. If the bike goes fast, that's really good. But the fact that you haven't ridden a tandem before until, you know, coming into to pilot with Lizzie, you've been together for such a short space of time. Bronze medal, I mean, you must be thinking gold's coming soon.
We never want to make assumptions. Lizzie's obviously won the Paralympic champs before, so she knows what it's like and she knows what it is to get the job done. But it's really encouraging, and we'll just hopefully keep building on that if we can.
She wants to win gold.
we always want to win, but I think it's just going through the processes to get things right. And yeah, hopefully we'll get our top seven soon.
So, Lizzie, was this your kind of favourite discipline, or is that still to come?
Well, we've got the Kilo on Saturday, which I really like as well. But these are sprint events, and I do also do endurance events. So it's nice to dip between the different events and enjoy them for like the different parts of them. The sprint is obviously very fast moving, quite tactical, very tight margins. So it's been really exciting getting stuck in.
There's no road race. Do you miss that?
sometimes, sometimes not. Sometimes it's nice to get the job done in about a quarter seconds, isn't it?
Sylvia, what for yourself? Do you enjoy the road racing, or do you prefer the velodrome?
So I'm a sprinter, so I think Lizzie's been dragged into the sprint event here, but I am normally a sprinter on my solo bike, so definitely prefer the sprint events. But won't say no to a road ride, but we'll leave that one on hold for now.
the people who've been chatted so far, Lizzie, have said, you know, Paralympics are great, World Championships are great, but there's something special in a Commonwealth Games. You've got the English step on there. Does it feel like that?
Yeah, and also because it's mixed with the able-bodied, so it's quite nice to bring them both to a level playing field and not segregate them.
So, Sylvia, are you going to be staying with it? Have you got the bug?
I mean, it's really fun. Like, I have really enjoyed tandem like riding. Lizzie's normally piloted by Danny, who's unfortunately injured at the minute. So, I guess we'll see what the future holds, but I have really enjoyed tandem riding.
That's got to be the loudest national anthem I've ever heard in my life. But listen, guys, good luck on Saturday, and thanks for chatting with us on RNIB Connect Radio.
Thank you so much.
Cheers, Sydney.